There's increasing pressure on the U.S. House to pass a reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, Congressman Don Young says it will happen, but probably not soon.
The Senate passed its reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act Tuesday afternoon, and President Barack Obama took note in his State of the Union address.
We know our economy is stronger when our wives, our mothers, our daughters can live their lives free from discrimination in the workplace and free from the fear of domestic violence. Today, the Senate passed the Violence Against Women's Act that Joe Biden originally wrote almost 20 years ago, and I now urge the House to do the same.
A nudge from the president is probably not what the Republican-controlled House needs to act. So Republicans in the Senate are putting on pressure too, like Lisa Murkowski.
It was a good reminder for us. It was important for the House to hear. It was important for the country to hear. And I hope the House is going to act.
GOP leaders did not bring the bill to the floor last Congress because of disagreements over increased protections for immigrants and gays and lesbians. It also expanded authority to tribal courts to prosecute non-natives in Indian country. Republican Tom Cole is the lone Native American in Congress. He supports the expanded jurisdiction and says he's making progress in trying to convince his caucus to sign on.
To be fair, this is an issue that a lot of members are not particularly familiar with. They're not around, you know, Indian reservations, don't have substantial tribal presence in their district. So I understand it takes time to sort of figure this out.
Congressman Don Young supports the measure, but he says he's not in leadership and has no control over the legislative calendar.
But it'll come up.
What's been the holdup?
Ask the Judiciary Committee.
Last Congress, the Judiciary Committee could not determine whether the tribal courts provision was constitutional. And if House leaders decide not to vote on the Senate version and have the Judiciary Committee draft a new plan, a final bill won't come for some time. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.